Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to engage your team to deliver remarkable results. I'm Perry Holly, the John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining.
Chris, today's topic is titled Feedback That Leads to Change. And it's one of the questions we receive from listeners everywhere in our workshops that says that leaders are not often providing regular constructive feedback to their followers. I hear this when I ask people, what can I help you with? They said, I don't know how I'm doing. How important is feedback to developing influence with others in the five levels model?
I think it's essential. I think it's a great question. Greg Cagle, another one of our executive facilitators and coaches, talks often about clarity, alignment, and accountability. And I think where this feedback fits into that model is the very first one, which is around clarity. And I think that the key to gaining clarity is to have continual feedback,
right.
To have sessions with your team members where it's an ongoing dialogue. And as leaders, we must, in order to do that, we must establish open lines of communication. And not only should we ask for feedback ourselves, but we should also give it.
Right.
And so I think it's a two-way street, and we talk about this, right? But I think it's essential when it comes to leading your team.
Well, when I'm speaking to audiences, especially managers, first-line managers a lot, I say, do you think it's important that you should provide feedback to the people on your team? Absolutely. Absolutely. I said, are you doing it? Absolutely not. What? Why do you think leaders shy away from this obvious benefit to their people and to their team, but why do we not do that?
Well, I think the obvious answer, people could say, well, they're fearful of doing it. Maybe they don't know, they don't have enough time. And so you could use those, what I think maybe are kind of canned answers. But for me, when you ask that question, here's what comes to mind. I don't think they give continual feedback because they don't know their people. Hmm. Now, when I say know their people, I mean like truly understand them, and in the business that we're in the people business.
Right.
We do a lot of different behavioral assessments and leadership assessments and tools. And one of the keys for me is as you go through that, I think we're all defined as how people or why people. And I think as you think about giving continual feedback, what you may see as feedback may not be received as feedback because they may be wired how people and you're giving them the why, mm-hmm. or vice versa. And so I think that we need to know our people better in order to effectively do that. And then when you do that, it reduces what we call is the intention versus perception gap, which communication is probably one of the top two or three things that we hear requested when it comes to training or coaching around leadership. And that communication all begins to break down if you don't know your people and there's a massive IP gap.
Right. Well, I said, the ones that say they are really good at giving feedback, I said, give me an example, and it was all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And the people that shied away from giving feedback, it was because they needed to give some negative or constructive feedback, and they shied away from the avoiding the conflict they felt might be in there, not seeing the real value in that. When you just tie it to five levels, because that's kind of our topic here, when you think about the five levels of leadership, is there a place that feedback really fits better than another?
Yeah, I think in order to give feedback, you need to build a great foundation at level two, okay? But where feedback, I think, is most needed and most prominent comes under a level three, the production influence. So as an influence model, as a leader, if I'm working with you, number one, different levels with different people all the time, and I'm beginning to work my way up the five levels of leadership, when I get to level three, one of the ways that we're going to produce not only individually, but in and through our team, is that if we're giving continual feedback. And I think when you do that, right, growth happens, results happen, momentum happens. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that you're holding your people accountable in order to have that growth mindset.
Right. Good, good. Well, I know I had my mindset changed a little bit in a five levels workshop. We always talk about the three things every follower is asking about you. Can you help me?
That's right.
Do you care about me? Can I trust you? So I always ask the people in the audience. I actually divide them up, help, care, and trust. Tell me, how do you help? How do you care? How do you trust? I want to know, because it's one of those things you just blow off. You think, I do it.
Too simple, right? Yeah, you think it's too simple.
Yeah, I already do that. No, you don't. Tell me how you do that. So one young lady said, and when I asked about care, she said, I said, how do you show care to your team? And she said, I provide regular feedback to them. Mm. The whole room was silent. I thought that's actually spectacular. Yeah. That I can use my desire to help you improve, to help you grow, to help you increase your potential by giving you feedback about blind spots or about performance issues.
That's right.
That's a way of showing that I care about you.
That's right.
I want you to be better.
That's
I
right.
need you to be better and showing care. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a great story because that gives people a perspective of the power of continual feedback. And it moves, to your point, from level two to level three, to where they begin to produce together as a team by having that type of feedback. And I think that as you continue to build trust and you gain the trust of your team, that continual feedback will almost become craved, right? And I know I have some team members that every time we meet, they'll be like, let's spend the last 3 to 5 minutes. Give me some feedback. What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? Right? Where do I need to improve? And so think about, you know, when you say that, think about, again, individually, when you go through some of the growth times as a individual contributor, or even if you're leading people and your leaders having this conversation with you. You know, we all learn most of the time by the school of hard knocks, and we're gonna fail. And it's all about what we learn in those moments. And the only way we're really going to learn is not only from our perspective, but to get somebody else that's leading us from outside perspective to give us continual feedback on what that looks like. Oftentimes I say, understand what it looks like to be on the other side of you as a leader. Yeah. And the only way to do that is through continual feedback.
Well, I was going to ask you about your team and best practices, things you've seen. I'm going to break it to you in case you didn't know this, that most people on their team, most leaders, the people on their team don't come asking for feedback.
Right.
And so they're waiting for you. I like that your team does that. It's probably a great tribute to you as a leader. But what have you seen that really works? What's the best practices of providing feedback?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I appreciate the compliment, but it's really around the culture that John has built inside our organization.
Right.
And we try to, not only do we go into corporate America around the world and do this, John makes us live it out first, right? And so we often will share stories with organizations about what's going on inside John's leadership organization. And so he has built that culture in us to be able to kind of do things like that. And so people are very open to doing that. Here's a couple of things for you. It's a good question. I think understand that you, especially if it's negative, because I think continual feedback is positive and negative. People automatically go to continual feedback. When they hear the word feedback, they think about it's negative, right? Because we're not affirming somebody, or maybe it's not affirmation, it's feedback. But it can be both positive and negative. But here's what I would tell you. If it's on the negative side, don't let it build, right? Mm-hmm. Shovel the pile while it's small,
right?
As so many people say when it comes to making sure that you are giving them feedback. And here's the other reason why I say do it quickly. Someone gave me an illustration one time about flying an airplane, and they said if their coordinates were off just a little bit and they left San Diego and they were headed to Atlanta, well, by the time they got outside of California, they may still feel like they're on course and on path. But by the time they got to Atlanta, right, if they didn't change their coordinates, if someone hadn't given them feedback to change, just make that small change, they may have ended up in Orlando.
Right.
And so I think about that illustration as a leader and my people in that plane. And wherever their coordinates are set, how accurate is that? And how do we continue to make adjustments all the time? The final thing I would tell you is we have this little simple thing that we do. And it's funny because I just had this conversation yesterday with one of my team members. And I have to tell you, as a leader, I'm not the one that brought the conversation up. The individual last week was like, hey, listen, I want to have a conversation with you about where I'm at, what's going on. Where am I contributing? Where am I missing it? And so over the weekend, I spent time thinking about what do I want this individual to start doing, to stop doing, and keep doing?
Right.
And it's a real simple little model, start, stop, keep. By the way, little side note, if you're married, it works really well if you want to hear the feedback from your spouse. I've had this conversation. Sometimes my wife and I will just be to dinner together. We'll be like, here we go, start, stop, keep. And so it's a great way to have a conversation with your team, because you can think of two or three things about every team member that you have underneath each one of those categories.
I love that. And think about how I've learned to provide feedback. I need a little model, and the people always said, so you need to have a feedback sandwich. Say something nice, tell them the real problem, tell them something nice. I wasn't a big fan of that. What I have adopted since the young lady got me thinking about it, it's a way of me showing care. First of all, it feeds my desire to care for my people, but also to have that direct conversation. But I always start with immediately, as quickly as possible. Feedback coaching can be planned and can be set aside time and all that, but feedback, I think, can be in the moment. So if we're coming out of a sales call, coming out of a client presentation, coming out of a team meeting, I like to going to get a coffee. It could be casual, but I like to say, one thing I thought you did really well in that sales call was this. One area where I thought you could use some improvement was this. What do you think? And all I really want by adding the what do you think is to generate a conversation that tells them, I care about helping you be better, but do you think, how did you see it from where you sit? Here's what I saw. Maybe they have a blind spot. Maybe I have one. Maybe they had a reason for doing that. You and I do that sometimes. We're talking about the content here. You say, why did you do this? And you could say, change it, but you say, tell me your thinking, and then you see the outside. So I like to always say, what do you think? Yep. Generate that conversation, and it really helps me to build a bridge with them that says, I care about you. Yeah. I'm trying to help you. This isn't about me dumping on you. It's about me helping you.
That's right. I think, you know, when we talk about this and we talk about how do you give feedback, as a leader, oftentimes you need to receive feedback from your team as well. And I know that there are several different ways that you could look at doing this. Anything come to mind on something that's worked for you or something in the past? That,
well, it's funny, the start, stop, keep, or start, stop, continue, I've used it different ways, but I'd seen that. You and I probably had talked about that, so I have a team. And I realize I'm giving feedback, but I'm not receiving any feedback. So two things that jump out. One is from my boss. I always ask, when I teach coaching, do you think it's important to coach? Yes. Are you coaching? No. Why not? I don't have time. But that's on the manager, on the leader. For me, on the individual contributor, I found that if I would just say, hey, boss, can I get some coaching for you for a few minutes? Not once have I been turned down. Not once have they said, I don't have time for that. They might say, can I call you back in 15 minutes? Can I see you at lunch? They want so badly. I think most leaders want so badly to contribute. So I just had to ask on that. For me personally, from my team, they're a little nervous. I said, so I go in a team meeting, I put up start, stop, keep. What should I start doing that would make us more effective? What should I stop doing that's keeping us from being effective? What should I keep doing that's helping us be effective?
Yeah.
Crickets, like nothing.
Right.
I said, no, seriously, I want to know. I didn't get much. I asked, what are you going to do with this information? Like I was going to weaponize it or something?
Put it in their file.
I don't know. Yeah. So finally did it in one-on-one meetings, then got it to the group. Then they realized, I'm serious. I'm trying to grow as a leader the same way I'm trying to help you grow as a leader. And then they trust it. It's a trust issue. Absolutely. Said, what are you doing with that? I thought, good.
Yeah, that's a great exercise. I just have this, when you're talking about putting your team in the room, is even talking about as a team, what should we be doing?
Yeah.
Right? Not even just as a leader. And it'd be interesting to hear a conversation of what your team thinks that you guys should be working on, start doing, what you should stop, what you keep doing. It's funny when you were giving that illustration about how leaders want to get feedback. That's exactly what happened. Last week, my team member said, hey, can you give me some? And I said, you know what? Let me just spend a little bit of time over the weekend. Let me put some thought behind this, and then we'll have that conversation. And so I think as leaders, we absolutely want to do that. And I want to make sure that we also then are seeking those that we work with, that we partner with, that we have influence with, have that conversation.
All right. And we talked in a previous podcast about the inner circle, about those people that are closest and have your confidence. Sometimes asking them, help me with my blind spots is good in doing that. The feedback, I think, has been a game changer for most organizations, and the ability for people to know in the moment, how am I doing and what do I need to do to improve is great. But as we wrap it up, any call to action or ideas for the team as they, as our listeners, as they go out to meet their teams?
A couple of things. Remember, feedback can be both positive and negative, right? Mm-hmm. Constructive, not negative, constructive. Kind of even what you just said about, hey, here's why I think that you did well. Was it Truett Cathy or somebody said, how do you know if somebody needs a little encouragement,
yeah, Truett,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're breathing.
They're breathing, yeah.
And so I think we should be giving continual feedback, like you gave an example of, both on the positive side as well as constructive, so that that plane doesn't land in Orlando instead of Atlanta. Coach Wooden said this, I love this quote, everything we know, we've learned from someone else. And so my question for you leaders, and whether you're requiring feedback from your leader or whether you're giving it, but specifically right now for you, is, are you teachable? Mm. Because you need to understand, if you're not teachable and you're not learning from others or receiving feedback from others, then your team won't be either, because they're going to model what you model. So that's the first thing I would say, is, are you teachable? And then my other thought is, you can only give ongoing good feedback, when I say good feedback, both constructive and positive, if there is clarity in the objective of which your team member is working towards. Mm. Okay, so whether it's an organizational objective or a department or your team's objective, is there clarity? Back to what we started talking about with this, is that as a leader, it's your responsibility to create that clarity. As Greg Cagle has taught me, right? Clarity, accountability, and alignment. And if that is true, then you can give continual real-time feedback. It's very clear. We're going to Atlanta from San Diego. Wait a minute. Our coordinates are off just a little bit. Let's adjust. Let's move back. Let's whatever, right? I was reading this article the other day on culture and communication. It's kind of the world we live in, mm-hmm. So I'm always trying to learn and to pour in. And they surveyed 40,000 people, team members in different organizations, and 85% of them did not know and could not communicate what the top two or three objectives were of their team, department, or organization.
Wow.
85%. And so then I just look back to the leaders and I'm like, okay, that's on you. That's on us. That's on me, to make sure that I am communicating very clearly what your objectives are, so that you have that right off the tip of your tongue. So just remember, if you're going to hold people accountable, then and give them continuous feedback, we just need to make sure that the leader has complete clarity and is communicating clarity. So my takeaway for you is this. Are you teachable, and are you modeling that? And the second one is, are you communicating with clarity, so that when you give that continuous feedback, there's not a gap there to where they're looking at you like, huh? You know? So those are my two things as far as from leadership takeaway today.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. And thank you everyone for joining us. Just a reminder that if you would like more information on the five levels of leadership, or would like to maybe have a five levels workshop at your location, go to johnmaxwell.com/podcast. You can leave us a note there. You can ask a question. You can provide feedback. We always appreciate hearing from you. So thank you. This is the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.